Brand new tunes right there from Me and Mountains. That's from their album Feral. And you can catch them this Saturday at Omega Music. It's a free show in honor of Record Store Day. There's a whole lot of things going on around the Miami Valley to celebrate Record Store Day, and we're going to be talking about them tonight. In fact, one of the other bands that's going to be playing at Omega Music is here in the house. Our good pals are going to play some tunes for us, and they've got some brand new songs to debut from a forthcoming album. We'll be chatting with them and all that. But first, let's hear some live music from the Buffalo Killers.
In the evening when I rest my head on the bed, you are there. Please don't tell me I don't love you, 'cause you know I care. There, when the sun comes up and I first move, first thing I do, I fall out of bed and in. I'm always near, my dear. I know there's got to be somehow, wow, now that I can prove myself. I ponder on and all the words I've said don't match my head. Please excuse me while I make myself a fool instead. My head. I know there's got to be somehow, wow, now that I can prove myself.
The Buffalo Killers live in the WISO studios. Hey, guys.
Hey.
Hey, how's it going?
Good. Thanks for having us back.
Thanks for coming back. Always a pleasure to have you guys here. Tell me, what have you, let's see, it's been a little bit since you guys were last here, and I understand you've been doing a little bit of recording.
Yeah, new record's all finished, all done.
Very cool, very cool. And that's gonna be available in August?
Yeah, it's going to come out August 7th on Alive Records.
Very cool, very cool.
We don't mess around.
I know, it's like every time you guys are here, you've either just released something or you've got the next thing in the works. Is that hard to go from record to record to record kind of without taking any extended break, or do you guys find that it just comes naturally?
Me and Andy are always writing songs, so it's just, we either do it or we, That's what we're supposed to do.
I like that. I like that.
So it's all, I mean, it's always ready, you know, so if we could keep up with it, it would be faster, but, you know.
That's it. You guys have a pretty good track record, I have to say. So you've got, let's see, you've got a gig coming up Thursday night at the Comet down in Cincinnati with Lee Baines III and the Glory Fires. And that's a free show?
Yeah.
Very cool.
Yeah, they're on a live as well. So we're hosting them in Cincinnati on Thursday.
Awesome.
Should be great.
It's free beer, too, right?
I don't, yeah.
No.
And then you're doing Record Store Day at Omega, which is also a free show, and you'll be joined by Mitch Mitchell and the Terrifying Experience, Me and Mountains, Astrofang, Backstabbeth, the Rebel Set. It's a good group of people. Now, you guys did Record Store Day at Omega last year, and that was a pretty amazing day. Are you guys looking forward to this year as well?
Oh yeah.
It's gonna be fun. Big deal. Without those record stores, there's no us, you know.
We love Omega. Yeah, we're happy to do that.
You guys have really, I mean, it seems like you guys really benefit from having independent record stores. You know, when I hear about your music around the internet, it's always, you know, get your records at Shake It, at Feathers, at Omega. Do you guys find that as, you know, an independent band, as a band sort of emerging on the national scene, that record stores are really valuable for getting the word out about what you guys are doing?
Oh yeah. I mean, that's like, I mean, that's the only place to do it. I mean, other than,
yeah, Walmart's not going to sell it.
Yeah. So it's, yeah, I mean, I've always tried to send posters and you know, CDs and stuff. When we go into a town, I find those record stores and we hit them up to help us. You know, you need that. You know, if you're not doing that, then, you know, that's what you have to do. That's part of the game.
Absolutely. Do you guys find when you're out on the road, do you try to like seek out the cool record store in every town?
We do. We go home broke because
of it. With warped records.
And we all get destroyed. Well, tell me a little more about the album. It's yet to be titled, right?
Yeah. I mean, that could change tomorrow. But, yeah, yet to be titled. Alive Records is real supportive of us. So you know, he said, let's do another record. So it was there, and we did it. And we did it with Mike Montgomery at Candyland in Cincinnati again. And I'm super proud of it. I mean, as long as it's, you know, we keep doing it, and I'm more proud of the newest one than the last one. That's, you know, I mean, we're pretty lucky in that way.
Do you guys find that every time you make a record, you guys are learning something new about your sound or about the way, you know, that you guys are writing or things like that?
Yeah, there's a lot of that. A lot of progression. If we didn't feel like we were progressing, there'd be no point in continuing with this madness.
Oh yeah.
Well, should we give everybody a taste of this track right here?
Yeah, let's
break them off a piece.
Alrighty. Here's a brand new song from the Buffalo Killers. This is from their new album, which is coming out August 7th on Alive Records. This is called Get It. We'll be back to talk with the band more right after this on Kaleidoscope.
Go out and get yourself.
Brand new music from the Buffalo Killers that's called Get It, and it is coming on their new album. It's coming out August 7th on Alive Records, so mark that one on your calendar. It's going to be a release worth having. In the meantime, you can see them a little sooner than in August. They're playing this Thursday night at the Comet in Cincinnati. It's a free show, and they are also playing the event we are talking about tonight, Record Store Day. It's this Saturday. They're going to be playing at Omega Music on 5th Street, along with a host of amazing local bands, R-Ring, The Rebel Set, Me and Mountains, Ruckus Roboticus is going to be there, Astro Fang, Mitch Mitchell and His Terrifying Experience, Backstabbeth. It's going to be a really good day, huh, guys?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it'll be awesome.
You know, it's really cool, especially from last year to this year. Record Store Day has kind of emerged. It's really gotten this festival atmosphere, you know, just cramming like a day of music into a record store. What do you guys think about, you know, sort of being able to, you know, get away from the big stages and the clubs and all that and play a free show in a record store, you know, where anybody in the community can walk in and check you out? And what's that like for you?
It's cool. It's exciting. Yeah, it's fun to do that. We're happy to.
Yeah, it's fun to play in the light. In the light of the
day. Yeah. I mean, I enjoy playing on the floor where people are right up, you know, on us, and that's definitely what it is in those cases. And, you know, a more intimate experience in the light of day.
Very, you know, cool.
No
very
smoke
cool.
and mirrors.
Right there, live. And do you guys have any of the big releases that you guys are looking forward to most? It's always interesting to find out, you know, of sort of the Record Store Day releases. Who's gearing up for what? Do you guys have any that you've particularly got your eyes on?
I really want that Disturbed box set that's coming out. Did you guys hear about that?
Well, it's a Nickelback release, right?
I'm just looking forward to buying all the used records of old stuff.
Yeah.
I mean, there's so much that comes out, you know, every year. Last year, you know, I got shut out on a few things, but then found them later. So, you know, it's just like you never know what you're going to get.
It makes it fun that way. And that is sort of like the charm of just record shopping in general is, you know, I at least always have the experience you go in for one thing and you come out with five other things. Maybe not even the original
Except
thing
what you're, you
yeah,
went
exactly.
In for, yeah.
It's always really, really charming like that. And it's going to be a big day other than just what you guys are playing. You know, they're showing Empire Records, and I have to ask Andy in particular, since you are a record store employee, what do you think of the film? Are you excited to check it out again?
Yeah, I love that movie. I like it when the boss gets really pissed off and then he goes and plays drums. That's funny. There's a drum set at Omega that well, no one gets pissed. It's usually just if there's just no one in the store for 5 minutes. Sure.
That's going to be like a nice little therapy thing. Like you can just go over and start playing drums in the middle.
I always do it right before I leave. I just run in there real quick and just bust a mad beat.
Well, let me ask you then, as a record store employee, and other guys chime in too. Do you think it's important to have a day like this to highlight the fact that we have record stores not only in our community but around the country?
Yeah, absolutely. It's kind of like a dying thing. There's nowhere you can go to buy records or CDs or anything. I mean, unless you want to go buy CDs at Cracker Barrel, like, or Walmart or something. If you want something that's older, you can't get it anywhere.
It's cool to be able to go in there and physically see it, not be ordering it off of the internet. You know, it's nice.
Yeah, it's awesome. A record store is a good thing. Omega is an awesome record store.
Very cool. And we're lucky. We have a lot of great record stores. We've got Omega, where you guys are playing, and also part of the festivities this weekend, Toxic Beauty out here in Yellow Springs, Feathers, the Record Gallery. I know even GameSwap out in Kettering is going to be doing some sales and things in celebration of the day. We're really a community kind of – we're rich in record stores. I mean,
yeah,
for the
we're
size
lucky.
Of our community.
Yeah,
it seems
that way. Take it yeah. for granted.
I mean, I know bigger cities that have maybe one store, yeah. and we have – several really
walking distance.
Really great yeah. a lot of them in walking distance. Mm-hmm. Well guys, moving forward from here, are you guys going to be going out on the road any, or staying around town pretty much until the record comes out?
Over the summer we're going to just stick around, and you know, we have things here and there, but and then we'll go on tour once the record comes out. So I'm going to stick around and play Farmer this summer at my place.
That's got to be fun.
Yeah.
Well, guys, shall we do another live one?
Yeah.
Yeah.
All righty. More live music from the Buffalo Killers here in the WYSO studios. You're listening to Kaleidoscope.
One, two, three, four. I can see you're trying. Oh, you're denying every time the circle comes around. All this time together, stories could go on forever. But I got out knowing all I really need is my family. So don't you lay it on me, you got blood on your hands. So don't you put it on me, you got blood on your hands. Everybody needs somebody. That's what I'm used to singing, being your mother or your brother or a cup of coffee in the morning. We all got something we can lean on. And you know, in the morning we all have our dreams. You don't have to tell me what to do. So many people now they're trying to. So don't you lay it on me, you got the blood on your hands.
you put it on me. You got blood on your hands. So don't you lay it on me. You got blood on your hands.
The Buffalo Killers live in the WISS studios. Check them out if you're in the Cincinnati area this Thursday at the Comet with Lee Baines III and the Glory Fires. That's a free show. And right here in the Miami Valley on Record Store Day this Saturday at Omega Music, they are joined by a slew of bands. We'll be talking more about that a little later on. So stay tuned. That's also a free show. Guys, thanks so much for being here.
Thank you.
Check them out, the Buffalo Killers, this Saturday at Omega Music as part of Record Store Day. They're going to be joined by this band. They are the Rebel Set, and this is one from their latest album. It's called Oh Well, Whatever You Say.